Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Pyfinger, the new and weekly English-spoken summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Christian Drastil, Wiener Börsensport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. Week 43 was a very good week for our ATXDR, which went up 5.67% in only 4 trading days. On Wednesday we had National Day with no trading session. With this week's move, ATXDR was comebacking over 6,000 points, driven by extremely strong OMV, rallying nearly 13% after announcing a special dividend. Meyer Mellenhof wins the 13th stock market tournament in a close final against VRG and is now, after Palfinger, the second two-time champion. News came from Voestalpine, CIMO, Palfinger, European Lithium, AMAG, UBM and OMV. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 43, Monday. Voestalpine raised its outlook for the business year 2022-23. In its last outlook, the management board of Voestalpine AG expected EBITDA of approximately euro 2 billion for the entire 2022-23 business year. Based on developments to date and estimates from today's perspective, the management board of Voestalpine AG currently expects EBITDA for business year 2022-23 to be in a range of euro 2.3 to euro 2.4 billion. Voestalpine weekly performance 4.47%. Tuesday, CAMO, SOF 11 Klimt CAI Serl, the majority shareholder of Austrian-based real estate company CAMO, announced that it has appointed David Smith to CAMO supervisory board using its delegation rights under the registered shares held. The appointment follows the resignation of Monica Wildner, Michael Stanton and Klaus Hirschler as elected supervisory board members and the recall of Laura Rubin as a delegated member, which were announced by the company yesterday and will be effective October 31st. SOF 11 Klimt CAI Serl is a controlled affiliate of Starwood Capital Group, a global private investment firm with a primary focus on real estate. CAMO, weekly performance, 7.48%. Wednesday, Palfinger, as part of its Vision and Strategy 2030, Austrian-based lifting solutions provider Palfinger is leveraging the many potentials of its Access Platforms product line. With the substantial expansion of its existing location in Lebois, Saxony, the company is centralizing Germany-wide assembly in Lusatia. Palfinger is building a European hub for Access Platforms in Lebois, Saxony, in order to achieve its growth targets in this market segment. The world's leading producer and provider of innovative crane and lifting solutions is substantially expanding its existing site. That is why the assembly competencies of the Krefeld site, which could not be expanded, are also being moved to Saxony. In Lebois, we are centralizing the entire German assembly of Access Platforms, Palfinger CEO Andreas Klauser explained. From 2023, large platforms will be assembled here in addition to the light and premium classes. This enables us to lift synergies across the entire product range. Lebois will be the European hub for platforms, with an additional assembly site in Cadelbosco, Italy, in order to ensure more efficient processes and a high level of productivity. Palfinger is investing in Saxony in a new production hall and offices, a test site, a service location and a 10,000 meter to the power of 2 outdoor area for product demonstrations, startup and acceptance. Palfinger, weekly performance, 1.82%. European Lithium, European Lithium Limited has entered into a business combination agreement with Sisal Acquisition Corp, a U.S. special purpose acquisition company listed on NASDAQ, pursuant to which European Lithium will sell down its interest in its wholly owned Wolfsburg Lithium project, which is based in Austria, and merge with Sisal via a newly formed lithium exploration and development company named Critical Metals Corporation, which is expected to be listed on NASDAQ. Upon the closing of the transaction, European Lithium will be issued US$750 million worth of ordinary shares in Critical Metals, which represents an approximate 80% ownership interest in the combined entity. Thursday, AMAG Group, an Austrian premium supplier of high-quality aluminium cast and flat-rolled products, posted considerable growth in revenue of 46.6% to €1,353.9 million in the first three quarters of 2022, mainly reflecting the higher aluminium price level, price adjustments due to increased costs, and optimization of the product mix. The significantly weaker euros against the USD also exerted a revenue-enhancing effect. At 341,500 tons, total shipments were slightly above the previous year's level. With production levels remaining solid, the metal division benefited from the attractive average aluminium price and relatively favorable alumina costs. The casting and rolling divisions were characterized by high productivity as well as by an optimized use of existing capacities. The successful implementation of product mix optimizations and price adjustments to reflect higher costs for primary materials and energy also exerted a positive effect. Taking into account depreciation and amortization of €65.7 million, the operating result, EBIT, also increased considerably to €151.6 million inches the reporting period from €83.9 million and then previous year. Net income after taxes almost doubled year on year to €106.7 million in the first 9 months of the year. AMAG, weekly performance, 13.91% UBM, just over three quarters of a year after planning permission was granted. The topping out ceremony was held today for the Timber Pioneer developed by UBM Development and Paulus Immobiliene. The Timber Pioneer is Frankfurt's first office building in timber hybrid construction and is being built in Frankfurt's Europaviertel in the immediate vicinity of the FAZ Tower, also developed by UBM and Paulus. The eight-story Timber Pioneer offers 14,100 square meters of office space and around 1,500 square meters of retail space on the ground floor. The building is not only green but also a smart office development that offers tenants all options, from individual offices to open space concepts. UBM, weekly performance, 1.45% OMV. In 2019, OMV announced the intended divestment of its 69% interest in the Maari field to Jadestone Energy. After ongoing engagement with Jadestone Energy, a mutual decision has been made to no longer pursue the transaction. Austrian-based oil, gas and chemicals group OMV announced, further, OMV announced, that it has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU with Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, ADNOC, to explore new partnership in deliveries for LNG. OMV, weekly performance, 12.96%. Friday, Palfinger, Austrian-based lifting solutions provider Palfinger recorded revenues of €1,580.9 million and an EBIT of €112.5 million in first 9 months. The volatile and challenging environment demands maximum flexibility in production from us, emphasizes Palfinger CEO Andreas Klauser. However, the high order backlog and good level of output are offset by supply difficulties, particularly for electronic components. Together with a difficult delivery situation for trucks, this results in high inventory stocks in production and finished products. In addition, minimum inventories have also been increased in a targeted manner due to unstable supply chains. Price increases and exchange rate effects have a significant impact on Palfinger's revenue growth. In order to be able to present all cost factors transparently and promptly for us and our customers and to stabilize our own profitability, we are switching to dynamic pricing which will take effect from 2023, says Andreas Klauser. Palfinger, weekly performance, 1.82% OMV, Austrian-based oil, gas and chemicals group OMV reported a clean CCS operating result of €3,516 million after 9 months. Fueled by better performance in exploration and production and refining and marketing, the executive board of OMV has decided that a special dividend in the amount of €2.25 per share will be proposed to the annual general meeting 2023. This special dividend will be distributed in addition to and at the same time as the regular dividend, which will still be resolved in 2023 in accordance with OMV's dividend policy. OMV, weekly performance, 12.96%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Austrian stars English. This is the
Bye-bye.